have an encouraging word for you today from an embarrassing incident that happened to me last week. It was Monday evening at our German club. Our folk dance group was gathered in our German dancing attire for a photo shoot. To enhance the photo, we were using our specially designed banner. It was mounted on a flagpole which was in a very heavy brass base. After the beautifully staged photos, my, what a good-looking group, it was time to clean up, go inside, and dance. I was helping to clean up by taking the flagpole and heavy brass base back downstairs to the Rathskeller. It was an awkward load because the brass base was like 20 to 30 pounds and the pole was about 7 or 8 feet high. I had the base in my right arm and the pole in my left hand. As I headed for the stairs, one of my friends said, "Hey, can I help you with that?" I replied quickly, "No, thanks, I got it." So with that, I started down the stairs. The stairs have metal railings on both sides. As I got to the bottom step, the weight of the brass base and the awkwardness in my arm caused my right forearm to be shoved into the curved metal railing. The railing gouged my arm, putting a 1-inch gash in it and peeled the skin back. I was bleeding pretty badly. Well, I put down the pole and base and went off to wash my wound. Luckily, another dancing friend quickly retrieved the first aid kit and dressed up my wound. So there was a quick, happy ending to my mishap, and it could have been far worse. But did you learn the lesson along with me? First of all, when someone asks if they can help you, the correct answer is yes. You divide your load or your tasks. Secondly, think about what you're about to do and see if there's an easier, safer, less cumbersome way to proceed. If you learned this valuable lesson from this podcast, then you just may stay a little safer in your journey through life. Oh, and you'll love this. Just yesterday, after our family Easter dinner, I was bringing in two large boxes of Easter baskets, and my nephew's wife asked if she could give me a hand. I immediately answered with, "Why, yes, thank you." And I handed over one of the boxes. With that, I hope you have a delightful, unburdened day.